Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on.
Some kind of birthday cake. Mother Jefferson ought to love it.
I guarantee she'll love it. This is a rum cake, and I doubled up on the rum.
Is the whole family coming tonight?
No, just Mother Jefferson. We save our big get-togethers for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That's nice. I'm afraid Tom and I gave up on family Thanksgivings years ago.
Yeah, why?
Well, when his white parents met my folks, neither side thought there was much to be thankful for.
Well, don't you even get together on Christmas?
Oh, yeah. But by mutual agreement, the party is always held someplace in no man's land.
Where's that?
The nearest Howard Johnson's.
In that way, you get 28 flavors of ice cream and 2 flavors of family.
You know, I've gone out of my way to be nice to my mother-in-law, but nothing seems to please her.
Honey, join the club.
For instance, 2 years ago for Christmas, I bought her a beautiful clam steamer. She hated it.
Well, maybe you should get her something more personal.
I tried that. Last year, I bought her a gorgeous powder blue cashmere sweater with a shawl collar.
Oh, she must have loved that.
She keeps it in the clam steamer.
Oh, I forgot to buy candles.
Oh, no problem. I've got plenty of them upstairs. I'll get them.
Oh, well, Helen. Helen, wait. I forgot to tell you the most exciting news of all.
You're pregnant.
Bite your tongue.
Then what is it?
Mother Jefferson's found herself a boyfriend.
No, girl.
Yes! And what's more, he's asked her to marry him, and they're thinking of moving to Florida.
That's wonderful.
It certainly teaches me a lesson.
I know. You never realize how much you love somebody until you're gonna lose them.
No, what I meant was, something good has happened since President Ford took over.
How many candles do you need?
1. If we lit a candle for every year, that cake would be the Towering Inferno.
Helen.
Hi, Mr. Bentley.
How do you do, Mrs. Withers? Coming! Hello, Mrs. Jefferson.
Oh, hello. Is your back out again?
Well, in a manner of speaking. I wonder if you could do me a favor.
Sure, come on in.
Well, I don't think I should. You see, I've got this problem.
Well, come in and tell me about it.
Well, I think perhaps I should tell you what the problem is first.
Mr. Bentley, I'd appreciate it if you would stop playing peekaboo and come in.
Very well, if you say so. That's the problem. You see, I've locked myself out. Now, could you call the manager and ask him to send someone up with a passkey?
Certainly.
See, I've been in all day, and I was dressing to go out when I suddenly realized I hadn't gotten my morning newspaper yet, so I stepped out into the hallway.
Mr. McGowan, this is Mrs. Jefferson. Will you please send someone up to my apartment with a passkey, quick? Thank you.
Yes, and then when Mrs. Willis said hello, I didn't want to be rude to her.
Someone is coming right up.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Jefferson. I can't tell you how happy this makes me.
Mr. Bentley, can I get you a robe or something?
Oh, no, I'm quite warm. Thank you.
Wait till you see what I got here.
Hey, Bentley.
A birthday present for Mama. Well, what do you think? Ain't it beautiful?
It's lovely.
Oh, yes. My, it's absolutely exquisite.
You got good taste, Bentley. Well, I got to go change. Mama will be here in a minute.
Oh, that must be the key. I'll get it.
Oh, no, don't!
Ralph, sir, I got here as quickly as I could. Maybe too quick?
Ralph, it's very simple. Mr. Bentley just locked himself out of his apartment.
If you say so. Yes, you see, I was reaching for my newspaper when the wind blew my door shut.
Sounds good to me.
Ralph, if you're thinking...
I'm not thinking, Mrs. Jefferson, ma'am. I never think, not while I'm on the job. I just give service with a smile.
You'd be kind enough now to unlock my door.
Certainly, sir. Mr. Bentley, aren't you forgetting something?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Thank you so much for all your kindness.
Hold it, George. Didn't you think there was something strange about Mr. Bentley?
Anybody who don't think of something strange about Bentley just ain't paying attention. That is one weird dude. Look, I got a favor to ask of you.
What is it?
Well, it's about Mama. I know you think she complains all the time.
No, not all the time. Only when she's awake.
Come on, Weech, it's her birthday. I want you to be extra nice to her, okay? I want everything to be just right.
Well, so do I, George. I don't want anything to spoil her good news.
What good news?
Oh, I promised your mother I wouldn't tell. She wants to tell you herself.
Come on, you can tell me.
Nope, I promise.
Weezy, either you tell me the good news or I ask what Bentley was doing here with no pants.
You notice? Sure. Well, why didn't you say something?
Because he's English.
Well, what has that got to do with it?
Because them people are always dressing funny. Ain't you ever seen them walking down the street wearing them funny looking skirts?
That's the scotch.
No, it ain't. They do that even when they ain't drinking. Mama, happy birthday!
Hello, son.
Happy birthday, Mother Jefferson.
Thank you, Louise. Aren't you gonna get dressed for my party?
I am dressed.
Oh.
Oh, you are such a great kid. George, just don't stand there. Help your mother off with her cape. Oh, Mother Jefferson, I love what you're wearing.
Thank you, Louise.
You always did have such marvelous taste.
Louise, you're just trying to make a middle-aged lady feel good.
Oh, no, no, no. I've never seen you look more attractive. As a matter
well,
of...
Well, Mom... Hey, George, George, don't interrupt Louise. What were you saying, dear?
I hope this will be the happiest birthday you've ever had.
That's so sweet.
Louise, you're supposed to be nice. Let's not get sickening.
I've got something to say. You didn't tell him, did you?
Oh, you know me, Mother Jefferson.
Yeah, that's why I asked. Well, George, about 2 weeks ago, I met the nicest man named Herbert Russell.
Hey, that's cool, Ma.
Mm-hmm. And we've been seeing a lot of each other. We've gone to church, we played bingo, and we even took a ride on the Staten Island Ferry.
Oh, that's great. I always said you was a fox.
We have so much fun together.
He didn't try to get fresh with you. Just kidding.
Oh, he's a perfect gentleman. And he's asked me to marry him.
Say what?
And George, Herbert wants your mother to move to Florida with him. Isn't that great?
No, it ain't. really know about this guy anyway?
Well, he has a wonderful sense of humor.
So does Rodney Allen Rippey. I wouldn't want you to marry him.
She could do worse.
Now, this ain't funny now, Wheezy. We are talking about a dude that she's only known for 2 weeks, and that's way too soon to be talking about somebody's marriage.
Your mother is old enough to know what's best for her.
I'm old enough to know what's best for everybody.
You don't need no old man hanging around the house.
He's not old. He's a young man about my age.
Does he know about me?
Oh, yes, I've told him all about you.
Then there's your answer. That guy's out to get my money. He's going through you to get to me.
You don't know what you're talking about. I don't have to buy love. All it took was one flutter of my eyelashes.
Here you are, Louise.
Oh, thanks, Helen.
Oh, happy birthday, Mrs. Jefferson. And congratulations. Have you set the date for the wedding yet?
I'll tell you the date. The day my mother marries is the day your husband changes to the right color.
George!
Oh, it's all right, Louise. It's a free country. Even for jackasses.
Let me ask you something, Helen. Do you see any reason why I shouldn't get married?
What are you asking her for? She ain't family.
She will be when Lionel marries Jenny.
That's another fight. Let's finish this one first.
I'll finish it for you. I'll do just what I want.
That's telling him.
Why don't you go home?
I'm going. That's always the nicest part about meeting you. Saying goodbye.
Now you listen to me, Mama. I'm not gonna let you marry this guy.
Why should I listen to you? You didn't listen to me when I told you not to marry Louise.
Hey, I'm on your side.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Now see what you made me do. You made me say something mean about Louise.
But Mama, see what I'm talking
about. Take my hands off me.
Mother Jefferson, George didn't mean what he said.
I'm sorry, Louise. I'm going. George, I used to die for you when you were a baby. You were a mess then, and you're still a mess.
Hi, Louise.
Hello.
You look good, love, like $1 million.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's the way you're wearing your hair. What'd you do to it?
Got caught in the rain coming home from shopping.
What's cooking?
Dinner.
Mm. And I bet it's the best dinner in the whole world. Nobody cooks better than you.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's more like it. Well, I'm glad you're not mad at me anymore.
Who says I'm not mad at you anymore? Now, you listen to
cool
me, George.
Cool and easy. Look, I'm just trying to say I'm sorry. Maybe I said a couple things that I shouldn't have.
Maybe. Your mother came over for a happy birthday, and inside of 5 minutes, you drove out of the house.
Don't rub it in. I can't stand it no more. You haven't said a nice word to me in 2 days, and Mama's home all alone eating her heart out. I'm going to call her right now and apologize.
George.
Not only that, I'm going to invite her and her boyfriend over here for dinner.
Well, you don't have to do that.
I know that. I'm willing to make the first move. I want to show them how big I can be.
It's too late. I've already called your mother. I apologized for you and invited them over for dinner tonight.
Huh?
So, if you want to be big, you're going to have to get somebody to stretch you. Well, that's them, George. Don't just stand there. Make the first move. I can't wait to meet your new daddy.
Mama!
Hello, George. Hello, Louise, dear. I want you to meet my friend, Mr. Herbert Russell. Herbert, this is my dear daughter-in-law, Louise Jefferson.
How do you do?
It's a pleasure.
That's my son, George.
Won't you come in?
My, you certainly have a beautiful home.
Uh-huh, and everything's paid for.
I'm so glad you could come to dinner, Mr. Russell.
Herbert, you're in for a real treat. Louise is a marvelous cook.
I am? Well, won't you all sit down and get acquainted while I get dinner ready?
I'll help you, Louise.
You will?
Yes. I hate to sit while you're working.
That's true. You usually lie down.
She wins.
Oh, sit down.
Oh, thank you. It's nice meeting you, Mr. Jefferson. I've heard so much about you from your mother.
You mean about my business? How successful I am?
Yes.
I thought so.
He's very proud of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How you feel?
Oh, fine. Just fine. Never better.
Good. The weather's turned nice lately, hasn't it?
It sure has.
You got a job?
No.
Aha!
Uh-huh, what?
Uh-huh, you ain't got no job. That's what uh-huh.
I haven't worked for years.
Oh, you living on welfare, huh?
And I'm not on welfare.
Then you ain't got nothing.
Now, wait a minute. You got this all wrong. I'm retired. And I'm comfortably well off. Very well off. Don't I get a uh-huh for that?
Well, why didn't you say that before?
When did I have a chance?
Right after you said hello.
Are you sure you like him, Louise?
Why do you keep asking me that? I told you he looks like a fine man and a perfect gentleman.
I suppose so. But I've been having second thoughts.
Oh, I see what the trouble is. Well, it's only natural for a bride to have doubts before the wedding.
Oh, I don't have those kind of doubts. This isn't my first marriage, you know.
Then what's bothering you?
Well, I've been thinking. Maybe I shouldn't get married again. I'm used to living alone.
But wouldn't it be better to have someone around for companionship?
You may not know this, Louise, but I'm not the easiest person to get along with.
No.
Oh, yes. And you know, Herbert can be very irritating.
How?
Like when he eats, he just puts the food in his mouth and swallows. He never chews.
Oh, well, that's not too much.
And when he does chew, his plates click. Drives me crazy.
Well, what's a little clicking between lovers?
He's always contradicting me, and I'm not used to it.
Well, that's just because you live alone.
No, it's because I'm right.
Well, all of these are such little things.
And that's not all. Herbert snores.
Mother Jefferson. How did you know that?
He fell asleep in the movie. Shame on you, Louise.
Drink up, Herb. There's plenty more where that came from.
No, thank you. Nothing like a little brandy to wake up the stomach before dinner.
That ain't brandy. That's cognac. Oh. Mm. So you're in the hotel business, huh? How'd you do?
Oh, I managed to put 3 children through college. One of my sons is a doctor.
Hey, that's nice. You can get sick for nothing, huh? How'd you manage that on a bellhop salary?
I wasn't a bellhop. I was in management, supervising services for a small chain of hotels. Oh, we contracted for the catering, the laundry, the cleaning, and...
You're driving? In charge of cleaning?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you being in the cleaning business, I'm surprised you're not in hotel work.
funny you should mention that. I plan on getting into it real soon.
Well, now, if you need any contacts...
Not anymore. I just got me one. I'm going to see what's holding it.
But you will love it down there in Florida, Mother Jefferson. All that sunshine and Disney World.
Mama, I was wrong. You have excellent taste. Herbie is a fine man.
Yes, I know, George. But about our getting married...
Don't worry about the wedding, Mama. We're going to hold it right here, and I'm paying for the whole thing.
What have you been drinking, George?
What?
Because whatever it is, I want to make sure we always have it in the house. Now, George...
Don't thank me, Mama. You deserve it.
See, Mother Jefferson, you'll make George happy by getting married.
I will?
Sure, look at me, huh?
Well, in that case...
So get dinner on. My new stepdaddy is getting hungry. Well, dinner will be ready soon. Then we can all sit down and talk about the wedding plan.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Listen, George. There's something I have to talk over with you, but I just don't know how to say it.
What is it?
It's about the wedding.
Oh, look, don't worry about it. I'm paying for it.
That's not what I want to talk about. You know, it's kind of embarrassing.
Hey, man, look, you're practically my papa. You can say anything.
Thank you, George. I don't want to marry your mother. I'm sorry, but...
What's wrong with her?
Nothing, nothing. Your mother's a wonderful woman.
Don't you love her?
Well, yes.
Good.
And no.
Look, this ain't no multiple choice. It's got to be one or the other.
You see, George... My problem is, I am an incurable romantic.
Well, marriage will cure that just like that.
Now, what I mean is, when I fell in love with your mother, I wasn't really falling in love with your mother. I was falling in love with the idea of falling in love.
Well, can't you squeeze Mama in there somewhere?
You know, I was married once before, and it's a painful memory.
Can't stand the thought of losing another wife, huh?
No, I can't stand the thought of gaining one. It was 37 years of pure hell. You know, George, I don't think I'm ready to settle down yet.
Well, how much time you figure you got? I mean, you wait much longer to settle down and you find yourself stretched out.
You know, George, if I go ahead and marry your mother, I'd make her life miserable.
Yeah, but see, if you tell her you don't want her, that's going to make her even more miserable.
Now, I don't want to hurt your mother. She's a lovely lady.
Wait a minute. I got an idea. I'll talk to her. I'll tell her you're a rat not fit to marry.
That won't work.
Why not?
She'd never believe you. She's crazy about it.
George, I was just talking to your mother about the wedding. Now, when do you think we should hold it?
No, Harry, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 years.
What? A minute ago, you were all for the wedding. Now you're talking like you're against it.
It ain't that I'm against it. It's just that I ain't as much for it as I was against it before I was for it.
I would like to say something.
This doesn't concern you, Mama. Get back in the kitchen. I'm sorry, I mean that,
Hush your mouth, George. I got something to say. Herbert, what I'm about to say will probably break your heart, but I can't marry you.
Oh, really?
Now, don't try to talk me out of it. It's as hard for me as it is for you.
But, Olivia, I don't understand why you...
Now, listen, I'm just a woman, and you're a man. You've got to be strong for both of us.
I'll try, Olivia. But it won't be easy.
I know.
Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, don't take it so hard, dear. Admit it. You would have missed me way down in Florida.
Yes, but I was willing to make the sacrifice.
Olivia, we can still be good friends, can't we?
Herbert, at our age, Even if we got married, good friends is all we could be anyway.
Good night, Mother Jefferson. I just can't get over your mother.
Well, she just didn't want to get married, that's all.
I mean, I can't get over her telling you not to marry me.
Oh.
Did she really tell you that?
Lots of times.
And you didn't listen to her, did you?
You here, ain't you?
What made you do it, George? What made you go against your mother's wishes and marry me?
Well, you were a lot younger then, a lot prettier.
Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.